I know you're in Labrador City for Jumpstart. You get out to that part of the country very often?
No, first time. So making the best of it for sure.
Are you enjoying your time out east?
I sure am. You know, the people are awesome. It's a beautiful place. We had some bear meat for lunch today. So you try something new when you're out in these parts. So it's been a lot of fun.
And bear meat tastes like?
It's actually pretty good. It's almost like a, I don't know. I guess it's probably some really lean beef almost.
Oh, really? Like a little bison? Because I know you're a Manitoba guy.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Not far off.
Stephen Brunn, our colleague here, has had a bear in the backyard. So I think he's hoping he's in Newfoundland too. Not Labrador, but I think he's hoping it's his bear that you're at. The Jumpstart program helps kids play sports they might not be able to afford. I know you just finished up, at least I read that you were finishing up an autograph session, some ball hockey. What's the experience been like for you to get out there?
It's been pretty awesome. I always say that it's fun to kind of live the passion of these small communities and these small towns. Thanks to this Jumpstart event that we've had the last 4 years or so. And it's awesome because you really see how much hockey and sports mean to these to people all over the country. Kane Terry does an amazing job of reaching out to those people and supporting them and giving everybody a shot, especially young kids to play hockey. So it's fun for me to be a part of that.
$1 million question. Any dance-offs, or is that saved for Patrick Kane and the Blackhawks convention?
No dance-offs, thank God. And Kane is not here. I still don't understand what his obsession is with making himself look like an idiot in front of a lot of people. It just seems to be his thing when he likes to dance. So,
right.
I don't know. Thank God he didn't have to join me on this trip.
Maybe it shows a little humility. I mean, I do it a lot. I make myself look like an idiot oftentimes on this show. But is there some humility in Kane doing that? Like he is addicted to this humility?
I guess so. I guess that's a good thing. He likes to have a good time and fool around. And brings out the best in me sometimes too. So not a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want a wingman for him, though, doing those moves.
He probably doesn't think he needs a wingman anyway.
He might not. There was some talk when you guys went into your conversation about a long-term deal. Was it important for you guys to sign that long-term deal together?
I don't know if it was important as much as it was kind of a special thing for us to do. You know, we work with the same agent, Pat Brisson, and we've been included in so many different discussions and things that experiences, I guess, that you could say, going since we've been in Chicago. So this is just another step in our careers that we've kind of been on the same path for a long time. So, you know, I don't think there's a doubt in our minds that we were on the same page. And I think we're pretty excited and honored to be able to sign a contract like that together.
Captain of the Blackhawks, Jonathan Toews, here on Tim and Sid. I had heard through the grapevine that perhaps you guys would be looking at signing a 5-year deal and hit free agency twice at a relatively young age. How close were those rumors to the truth?
I don't know. I guess just some different looks that you have to kind of explore when you're going into a contract year, when we're in negotiations. But I think it just we're just a matter of finding the right balance between years and amounts and making sure that it's all going to coincide well with the cap and bode well with the rest of our team for years to come. So I think we got the best of both worlds in a lot of different ways there.
Is there a worry that your two deals could limit your GM, Stan Bowman's, ability to surround you with enough talent to succeed?
Well, we know that the reality is the cap system, that there's always some juggling that you have to do considering the circumstances. We look at the way the game has grown in the last 10 years or so, and we're confident it's going to keep on doing so. You know, and there's a lot of talented players that we want to keep as part of our leadership group on our team. So considering that, we know that we're going to have a good chance of keeping that group together and having a great chance to win and have a winning team every single year.
The Hawks and the Kings have done a fantastic job on being able to do that, being able to let guys go and still stay at, you know, near the top or at the top in both your cases. Has it been frustrating, though, to see some of the guys that you win cups with go, not because you don't want them on their team, but because the salary cap says so?
Well, the summer of 2010 was definitely tough. We lost half our team. And, you know, so many key players like Andrew Ladd and Chris Versteeg and Dustin Byfuglien, if you name it, you go down the list. And the team we could have had the year after, but somehow a couple of years later, we're still there. We're still in the mix, and we won the second Stanley Cup. So we don't want to have to regroup like that ever again, but we're confident we can keep on being competitive like L.A. has every single year.
Whether it's fair or not, in the NBA, some players have had to sign for less money to help their teams compete. Could you ever see that having to happen in hockey?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd say especially in hockey, considering our place amongst major sports in the U.S. But, you know, like I said, we're in the current cap system. That's the reality we're in. And, you know, it's tough to build winning teams, but I think we've done that in Chicago.
Just signed an 8-year deal worth $84 million. Jonathan Toews, one of the best players on planet Earth. In fact, we've had a couple of conversations during the Olympics this year about who is indeed the best player on planet Earth. And you were mentioned as much, if not more, than Sidney Crosby. I'm not going to ask you, because I know you're a humble guy, if you think you're the best. But what's it like to hear your name mentioned in those conversations?
Well, I think you got to take it with a grain of salt. I think there's many situations where our team success in Chicago could hit a rough patch, and myself and Kane or whoever else normally gets the credit for that, could take most of the responsibility. So it goes one of two ways. So I think it's an honor to hear something like that. But like I said, I still feel every year I got a lot to prove. And, you know, as a team, we want to win more than ever, having had that experience twice already.
Last one, and I know that you said you still feel like you have something to prove. I mean, you got two gold medals. You have two cups. You've won individual awards, and yet I hear that you work on something every summer. Is that true? And if so, what are you working on this summer?
Well, I think you learn a little bit more about yourself and what can make you a better player every year. And I think for me, it's just been mostly off the ice and tailoring my nutrition and what I eat and how that can make my training not easier, but pay off even more. You know, for me, I've learned that it makes no sense to work hard if you're not recovering right. And, you know, I think you learn little things like that as you go along.